Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Are you in a crazy-making relationship? Feel anxious, angry, and unsafe? Welcome to Save Your Sanity. Insight, skills, strategies, and inspiration for emerging empowered from toxic relationships and breaking the bonds of emotional abuse. Keep listening. We'll figure a few things out.
Have you been hoping for emotional maturity from someone who looks like they could give it to you, seems to have it in some way at work or in other relationships, but doesn't offer it to you? Important to think about this. So this episode is on looking at your expectation for emotional maturity and realizing that it would be wise not to hold your breath, because you may have slipped into and not recognized that there is little emotional maturity when you're dealing with a hijackal. And for those of you who are new, welcome. For those who are returning, I'm glad you find value here. I created the term hijackal so that we could have a term that was non-psychological, but generally talked about the patterns, traits, habits, cycles of people who have narcissistic tendencies and other things that belong to personality disordered traits. It gives us a way of talking about these things without diagnosing them. So it's not uncommon to keep hoping that you're going to get an emotionally mature response, because the person looks like an emotionally grown up human. However, our hope will also keep it alive that because they look like an emotionally grown up human, they'll behave like one, and they don't. Repeatedly, they don't. And then you get in the habit of making excuses for them, right? Oh, they're tired. Oh, they're depressed. Oh, they had a bad childhood. Oh, they're going through some. And then you become an enabler, and you lose out. You are losing out in life because you are doing all the giving and they are doing all the taking. Recently, I've done some episodes to help you with those thoughts too, including oversharing. But this becomes super important to have a set aside episode for this longing, for this expectation, for someone who will meet you and be able to partner with you, and you will have a grown-up relationship that you can count on being a grown-up relationship. And really, you need to see it differently. If you have expectations of someone and they continuously are not showing up as available, at some point, it's a good idea to wake up and smell the herbal tea, right? Because you're the one who keeps hoping everything's going to change. And we don't need Einstein's definition of insanity here. When you see that nothing changes, look in the mirror and say, am I the one who's expecting the change? Am I the one who isn't seeing that there is not going to be any change? And yet, I am walking along with this. I'm going along with this. I'm ignoring it if possible. The word that you might want to think of is, I am purposefully tolerating this. I am tolerating it. This has become a toleration in my life. And things that you tolerate can get very heavy. They can really wear you down. And that's important to know, because is a mistake to think that a hijackal or anyone with narcissistic tendencies is going to be emotionally mature. Isn't that sad? But it's true. Narcissistic tendencies and emotional maturity do not go well together. They just don't. Because a hijackal has little sense about your needs. Remember, they're almost empathy-free. So not only do they not pick up on what your needs may be, they aren't interested because they're interested in having their own. And they find that you having needs is just darn inconsiderate and inconvenient. They don't like that. It's all about them, remember. If they have to stop and think about you, that's not what they want to be doing, because they want to be thinking about themselves. On a day, just an average day with a hijackal, whether that hijackal is male or female, they, sibling, adult child, parent, in-law, whoever it is, an average day when you talk to them, they have the emotional maturity of a middle school or someone going through puberty and confused and concerned and confidence that we hope they'll develop, but it's out of place at 13. And the other place you'll often find your hijackal person, if they're not responding like a middle schooler, they'll be responding like a toddler, somewhere between 4 and 7 years old, where they're still in the stage of pouting and yelling and grabbing and making everything mine. Does sound familiar to you? It's important. It's important to see these things, because if your expectations are different than what you're receiving, you need to change your expectation, because hijackals are not going to give you the emotional maturity that will cause you to feel safe. Now, in episode 115, I talk about it all the time, but that one's called The Three Must-Haves of a Healthy Adult Relationship. If you don't have those three things, you don't have anything. Those three things are equality, reciprocity, and mutuality. And if you don't have those three things, you do not have a hope of creating a healthy adult relationship. And hijackal has none of them. They don't have them, and they're not going to get them. I know it's sad, and you may wonder, why do I say it with such certainty? Because I have woken up and smelled their herbal tea. They don't have the capacity. Excuse me. They don't have the capacity or the willingness to behave differently. It's all about them. It's all about allaboutme.com, what they want, what they should have, what you should do for them, what all that. That's number one in their mind. That's all they think about, is how to get what they want, how to win in every circumstance. So that becomes super important. On a daily average, you think about it, or you experiment and do it for a week. Who are you talking to when you talk to the high juggle? Are you talking to a toddler or a teenager? Sorry. It's important to figure that out. Really important to figure out. Are you talking to the toddler or the teenager? How much time do you actually have where you feel partnered? Where you feel you're with an equal? Where you feel that you can manage and there's hope for the relationship? Important stuff to figure out. Many people don't figure it out until it's too late. So a hijack will be really good at the love bombing. Really good. And you will think, you're the equality. You've got somebody who is giving more than they have been for a while. And so you think, they're listening. They're inviting me out. They're asking me questions. But whatever it is that scared them that you were going to leave them, or scared them that they weren't going to get what they wanted, you got their attention. And you were very happy about it. Right? And you can see that that was missing. That is what's missing. And you have to go to such lengths to get any sense from the hijackle that there is an interest in you. A true interest in who you are, what you think, what you feel, what you need. Don't you? You really have to work hard at it. Shouldn't be that hard. That person's not interested. So very important that you notice that you only get what you need when they're afraid they're losing you or they desperately want something. And so you're going to get that toddler to teenager. You're going to get the insecure to the volatile whenever you want to discuss something. Also notice when you're taking note of these changes in behavior or studies in behavior that they are happiest when you are doing just what they want you to do. And that may include being very quiet and doing nothing to interrupt them, but doing nothing that they think is questionable. And that's why it's important to come on out and be part of the emerging empowered community. My emerging empowered community, because you may have lived with these things so long that you're missing them. So go to joinintoday.com and learn more about joining the emerging empowered community. And joinintoday.com. As part of your membership, you get 3 group 1-hour sessions a month to ask your questions of me, very specific questions. So sometimes you can get their attention because they think they're losing you. And so they will behave as because they are one, but they will behave like a person who's interested in you, like a person who cares, which is probably how, if it's a romantic partner you're thinking of, they got you in the first place. But then, who is this person who's usually there. You know, they are inherently emotionally immature, and they are quite happy to throw tantrums. And that's really not what you want. You may have a mother like that, and you've had her all your life, or a father, or a sibling, or an adult child, somebody in your life, and you want to know how do I reconcile that I have this emotionally immature person, and how do I approach them? What do I do? Is it continuous frustration, continuous of hoping that they will give the equality, reciprocity, the mutuality, and create a healthy adult relationship, and they're not, and they don't want to, and they make fun of you or get angry when you ask them to, because that's not how they want to play in the world. You become a huge frustration to them as well as they becoming an enormous frustration for you. If you're noticing, and why I say that, because so many people get into these relationships and it's a bit like, well, I let it go by last time, I'll let it go by this time. Oh, I didn't get what I wanted this time. Well, maybe I'll stop asking for it. And pretty soon you become very, very diminished. Your desires and your space in the relationship becomes very compressed. And you become very repressed and depressed even because you have given up and given up and given up. You want to leave your life, lead your life in a state of having given up? It's a big conversation. I hope you'll really think about it, because you're teaching your children to do the same if you have children and they're watching. And yeah, it takes you being bold and brave and confident, and it can be scary, and all those things will occur. But you end up with freedom. You end up finding out just what you are made of, and you are made of tough stuff, and you can pull through. You can make a difference. You can do things differently. You know, too often when you're with a hijackal, you don't get the reception you hoped for. You don't get the love. You don't get the interest. You don't get the empathy. You don't get the acceptance. They would prefer that you stayed in a closet and they just brought you out to do whatever it is they want you to do, and then they can manage all on their own. And so that big question again comes up. What are you tolerating? Because the longer you put up with it, the longer you're showing, I will put up with this. And pretty soon, there's nothing there for you. Nothing. And you wouldn't say, if I asked you, do you deserve to have partnership in life, cooperation, collaboration, communication? I'm sure you would put up your hand and say, yes, I absolutely do. Is that what you're getting in these relationships? Or have they denigrated to the place where you're just tolerating the behaviors? Really important. So are you putting up with too much? Now, you can answer that question. Maybe you say, yes, I am. And now what do? Well, you start doing some of the boundary things that I've spoken about. You go back and listen to other episodes on how to present a boundary, how to use a personal weather report, how to look at your own goals and values in life and you start reconstructing you rather than reconstructing the relationship, can be very helpful for you to just make that shift a priority. Like, what do I need to do differently? What do I need to change? How do I need to think about myself differently? Where do I need to put my energy and time? That's where the change is. And you're putting up with too much. Stop putting up with too much. Do something different. Because you are probably, if you're still listening, you're probably at a place in your life, or have been, where you have been overgiving and getting nothing. You're doing without much of what you need and want and making it all right and saying that, you know, oh, well, I don't matter. And when you come to honesty with yourself that you're saying, I don't matter, it's okay. It's only me. I can manage. Notice that, because that's not good, is it? I mean, that is really not good, because you're saying you deserve less. And what's happening in the relationship is you're getting less, you're accepting less, because you have now decided or been taught by a parent that you deserve less. And that's not healthy. It's simply not healthy. So expecting emotional maturity from a high chakra? Don't. You won't receive it. And it gets more and more disappointing. And there are things that you can do. You know, it's not always first thing you have to do is leave. First thing, unless there is sexual or physical violence, is to work on yourself, right? To see where you have ended up, having been in this relationship for a while, you've slowly changed. And to go back and look at, how have I slowly changed? Go into the membership, joinintoday.com, and there are lots and lots of things for you as a member. And do the first journal on, am I going or am I staying? Go through the journal, do it, figure out whether you're going or staying, but figure out the things, figure out what you need to think about. Figure out what you need to do, where you need to pay attention, where you may have been turning a blind eye. Figure those things out and then make it work. Because one unsatisfying thing about being in a relationship with a hijackal is that you will not have emotional maturity from the hijackal. And so you will not be creating a relationship that is based on mutual emotional maturity. And you will become more parent-like and you will resent it. And it's inappropriate anyway. So let's have a look at it. Let's be clear about it. Let's make that absolutely something that we don't lose sight of. And I know it's disappointing to hear that you're not going to have that emotional maturity, but it's an observation. It's never been there. So just observe it. Maybe make a note or two in your journal about the ways that your particular hijackal person is running between the tantrums of toddlers and the trials of teenagers. But you don't want to be married to a toddler or a teenager. You don't want to be dating one. you don't want to be having to deal with those behaviors in a parent or in a sibling or an adult child, right? This is something that we look at from a different point of view. You have a situation in which they don't have the emotional maturity, they don't have the interest or capacity to operate from it. Now, it's important to notice they have no interest in it because they're not interested in empathy, but they also have no capacity because they're empathy-free in most cases. Now, they can put on a big show of empathy, especially if it's not you, but that doesn't mean they operate from empathy. So make this real to you, that you are going to be seeing a lack of emotional maturity when you're dealing with a person who has narcissistic tendencies, and you have things to do within yourself to recognize how much will you tolerate and how will you learn to deal with it. And when you're ready to deal with it, come on over to joinintoday.com and learn how to deal with it. So, hope that's helpful to you. And until we speak again, learn these things, observe these things, and take very good care of yourself because you're precious and you need the self-care and the focus on yourself that you may have never given yourself. Now is a really good time. So talk soon.
Thank you for joining me on the Save Your Sanity podcast today. I hope you've had some insights, ideas, and strategies to help you gain clarity and confidence for moving forward toward greater emotional health and safety. You deserve that, and so do your children. If you found value here and would like to support this podcast with $1 or $5 each month, please do so at patreon.com/saveyoursanity. Also, learn more about how to work with me via video conference, join my Emerging Empowered community, subscribe to this podcast, find my books, all by visiting emergingempowered.com. Talk soon.